A couple of things came up for me this past week that I wanted to share with you because they're kind of interrelated and they kind of support each other. I read a quote from an inspirational speaker and an author by the name of Todd Henry, and he said, "Don't allow your rituals to become ruts." And then I was introduced to the concept of goal trauma. Let's talk about both of these things in this episode of the VO Heroes podcast. So Todd Henry said, "Don't allow your rituals to become ruts." And this kind of landed for me because you can't walk 5 feet in any direction on the internet without somebody saying, "Oh, you need a morning ritual. You need to set up your yoga and your meditation and your journaling and your exercise and your crazy coffee concoction, whatever you're doing, and get your morning started at 4:30 and all." Okay, it's a little crazy for some people to even consider because everybody has a morning ritual, whether it's random or organized. It's something that we comfortably do when we first get up in the morning. And rituals aren't limited to mornings. They can be closing down rituals at night or lunchtime rituals when you're in between sessions or session rituals. There's all kinds of things that can happen. But I think what Todd's warning is that you could end up just going through the motions of a ritual and relying on the fact that a ritual just exists and not really getting the benefit from doing something on a regular basis, creating good habits, creating something that if you do it day after day after day builds on itself, it just kind of happens. And there you can get stuck in a rut where you're doing the things in your ritual, but it's not very effective in helping you change your life. So, just be careful about that and examine what your ritual is composed of and how it's landing for you as you're doing it. Is it something that's a chore, or is it something that you actually look forward to? And tied in with that, Azhari Coleman, my friend and peer and an awesome actor and person who coaches people like I do, she introduced me to the concept of goal trauma. And that is when you start down the path towards accomplishing something, you have a goal in mind, and you don't get it. You don't reach your goal when you thought you'd reach it, or how you'd reach it, or in a way that you thought you'd reach it. And it doesn't happen once. It happens a number of times. Like, you've tried to get this one thing done, and you don't make it. Over and over and over, you start to suffer some trauma from that. You're like, "What's wrong with me? Why am I not able to do this? What's the problem?" And there may be no problem whatsoever, but there might be. It might be your approach, it might be your level of training, it might be the way you've defined the goal, what it is you're actually trying to do. There are people who make a goal of booking a job as a voice talent or as an audiobook narrator or as an actor on camera. They make that their goal. And that's kind of an impossible goal to set and be successful at, even though others do get booked on jobs, you get booked on jobs. The goal itself of getting booked on a job, it's an event, not a goal, you know? And if you don't get booked on a job, welcome to the world. I mean, that's exactly the way all of us exist, you know? We usually don't get the job. But you can start to lay assignment of why and how and where and what's wrong. And it starts to really eat away at you and eat away at your confidence and your soul and that trauma that you feel when you're not meeting what you've decided is a goal can be very real. It can be a mental trauma, it can be a physical trauma, it can, you know, depress you, it can put you in bed for a while. Know that that exists. And just understanding that goal trauma exists can go a long way towards you going, "Huh, okay, well, let's examine this. Maybe it's not me. Maybe it's just how I'm defining this, or maybe I need some new tools, or I need a new way of going about it. Maybe The idea is it's not ready to be achieved yet, but it will be soon. So both of those things together, don't allow your rituals to become ruts. And the concept of goal trauma and how to deal with it, just to accept that you're not going to get everything that you set up as a goal right away, but you might someday, you know, that both of those things seem to be tied together. If what we've been talking about in this episode lands for you, I'd love to hear your comments about it, because people often look at how they try to achieve things and don't necessarily do so in an ideal situation, and it can really affect them. I'm wondering if it affects you and how you deal with it. Let me know in the comments below. Hit the like button if you like. It's that little button marked like right there on your screen. Yeah, go ahead and do that. That's fine. You can subscribe to the channel. You can hit the notification bell and be told when a new episode is coming out. I'd love for you to do that. I'm David H. Lawrence the 17th. I thank you so much for watching and for listening. And I will see you in the next episode of the VO Heroes Podcast.